Senate is considering, you know, legislation. Can you tell us, you know, what are they supporting and what are your concerns with it?
Sure. Okay. Hello, Kevin. The Senate is considering a bill that's recently passed the House called the PRO Act. And the PRO Act stands for Protect the Right to Organize. So the PRO Act really has an innocuous title, but hidden behind the numerous pages of the bill are a lot of challenges for workers and for businesses and for the economy. Essentially what the bill does is go far beyond what the title suggests.
All right, and for this, you know, when you talk about that, you know, being anti-work or anti-privacy, anti-recovery, I mean, if those aren't like three things that I can't imagine people would be most concerned with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that,
yeah.
Those are some pretty heavy, I think I will just say heavyweight words.
Right. Yeah, and let me give you a little bit of detail on what I mean by that. So, first of all, it being anti-worker, it undermines an employee's free choice in deciding whether to join a union or not join a union. And it also interferes with their privacy rights. And that happens because the bill, if a union was trying to organize an employer, the bill would require the employer to hand over to the union personal information about every worker of that employer, their home address, their home telephone number, their cell phone number, their email address, and their work schedule. So that the union would have additional access to that employee to try to convince them to vote for the union in a secret ballot election. And even in that secret ballot election, the employee's free will to choose whether or not to choose a union to be their agent for collective bargaining can be diminished. And what I mean by that is the union is, before the election, they're trying to get the employees to sign what are known as authorization cards. And so imagine this scenario, a union rep and a coworker come to you in the parking lot and say, hey, Kevin, I'd like you to sign this authorization card. Well, what does that do? Well, it just says that you would support the union to be your bargaining rep. Well, I mean, you have a choice right there. Even if you don't really want that to happen, are you going to sign the card just not to have an argument with these people? But you don't know the consequences of it. And the consequences are, let's assume the secret ballot election occurs and a majority of the employees vote against the union. But then the union goes to the National Labor Relations Board and says, hey, we have authorization cards from 50% plus one of the employees. Disregard what the election says. It's pretty clear that they want the union because they signed these cards. And the only reason that they voted against the union has to have been because of the employer interfering with their right to choose. So that diminishes their rights. And now let's go beyond here. There's another really serious provision in here, and that is that the bill would eliminate the prohibition on secondary boycotts. Well, what does that mean? A secondary boycott is where a union that has a dispute with their primary employer puts pressure on a secondary employer to try to coerce the primary employer to acquiesce to the union's demand. And let me give you a real world scenario of how that would be applied. So let's assume we have a hospital, and the hospital has a contract with a laundry service that supplies linens and scrubs to the hospital, and that laundry service is a non-union employer. And let's assume that the union that represents employees that do laundry work goes to the hospital and says, hey, we noticed you have a contract with a non-union vendor. We think you ought to change and hire a vendor that has a contract with us. And the hospital administrator says, I can't do that. I have a contract with this vendor. They do good work. I'll tell you what, you know, when that contract expires, we'll evaluate other bidders and decide whether it's a good business decision for us to hire another company. Well, that's not good enough for the union. So they put a picket line out in front of the hospital, and they say, the picket line says that the hospital is unfair because it uses a vendor that uses non-union labor. Well, the union contacts the nurses union of the nurses of that hospital and says, we expect you to honor our picket line. So the nurses don't come into work. So the hospital administrator is, you know, has the choice of trying to outlive the strike, which is very difficult because it puts their patients at risk, or fires that laundry service. So what happens to the employees of the laundry service? They're out of work. The hospital also would end up having to pay, you know, whatever damages are in their contract for breach with that laundry service. The nurses are wondering, why am I not going to work and not getting paid to help employees of another company that belong to a different union than I do? And then you might also ask the question, well, can't the hospital discipline the nurses for not coming to work? And the answer is no, because the bill also says that you can picket or strike at any time and for any reason. There are no restrictions or prohibitions on picketing and going on strike. So so that's the real world implications of this, and that's how it impacts workers, that's how it impacts employers, and it's how it impacts the general public. Because if you're in an ambulance on your way to the emergency room and there's a picket line, and the nurses aren't there, well, you're not going to get the proper care that you're going to need in that hospital.
All right, if people would like more information or, you know, express their opinion to legislators, what would you suggest that they do?
Well, you have in Ohio, you've got Senator Sherrod Brown, who's a co-sponsor of this bill. There are 45 Democratic co-sponsors. There's no Republican co-sponsors. But I think if you're concerned about this, you should contact Senator Portman's office and let him know that it's not the right thing for the country or for Ohio to have this type of legislation become law.
All right. I appreciate that very much. And I will we'll go ahead and we'll run that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.